This is Nayeli Alvarez. Today, I am joined by Maddie Wilson, ASISU Senator representing the College of Nursing and Secretary for the Student Nurses Association. Hi, Maddie.
Hi. Thanks for having me today.
Thanks for being here. So, Maddie is officially my first interview for ASISU Speak. So, yes, thank you. Thank you. I'm so excited to have you here. Working with you in Senate is a blast. You're one of my favorite people
thanks.
For sure.
You're so sweet.
No, you're so sweet. I feel like our Senate, we definitely have like a woman minority. I think there's only four of us.
No, yeah. I was shocked to see how few ladies there were on the Senate.
Yeah, but for having a few of us, I think we're kicking butt.
No, for real. We got our opinions. They're strong.
They're strong. And not only do we have our opinions, but we get some work done. I've just been like really impressed with all the ideas that you've brought forward and just your enthusiasm.
You. Yeah, I love, honestly, I think it's hard to find people that like actually want to discuss and like stand up for things that they're passionate about. But that's the cool thing about ASISU is that that's literally what we do every week.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. That's what we got elected to do.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, so I guess let's start with like a little introduction. Just like, so tell me a little bit about you. Like, why'd you come to ISU?
Well, because my blood is orange and black. No, I don't know. I kind of just came here because it wasn't in Boise, but I, you know, it was close enough and it's really affordable. And, you know, I wanted to move somewhere else, try something new. And I think I'm pleasantly surprised at still being here 4 years later.
Yeah. Like did you not think you'd stay at ISU or?
Well, there was several different times in the last couple of years that I was like, oh, I'll transfer next year, you know. I'll transfer next year. I want to go back home. I miss my family. But then I got into the nursing program, and I hadn't actually done anything to transfer. So I'm like, well, I guess I'll stay here.
So when you got into the nursing program, was it what you expected? Because I know getting into that program's hard.
Honestly, I don't know if I really had any expectations for what it was. Yeah, I don't think I really even knew what nurses did. I just kind of, you know, jumped with some faith and it all worked out amazingly. But the nursing program is cool. Your first semester is really hard. I think they try to, you know, weed out the weak. And so I did the calculation once, and my freshman semester of nursing school, because there's four semesters, right? I did homework 12 hours a day. Like, I would literally wake up, do homework, go to class. Like, I would always be doing homework. And so when second semester came around and it slowed down a little bit, I was like, wait, like, what? Like, do I have a life? I don't.
I have free time?
I was like, I don't know what to do right now.
Dang, that is kind of what I expected when I hear nursing. But honestly, like, it's so needed because I know there's a nationwide shortage of nurses. Mm-hmm. And honestly, if I'm sick, I want you to be the person to take care of me. I just think you just have like such a passion for like your major, and you just like have grown into it and just love it so much that that's what I want from my healthcare professionals when I'm in my like most vulnerable state.
Oh, I agree. Yeah. And it's amazing. Even my classmates, I'm like, wow, you guys are incredible. Like every time I go to class, I'm like, wow, you guys inspire me so much. And even though I am like so busy, I'm like, oh, I should be doing more. I should care more. Look at you guys go. And so I think nursing, like it's like a type A personality plus, you know, empathy plus the, like natural altruism that you just want to make a difference, and that's what gets you into the field at least. I don't know what keeps you staying, maybe the salary, but
it's nice salary, but also the amount of work nurses have to do isn't just for a paycheck, you know. I feel like if you're just want to get a degree for money, well, kind of what we all want to do, you know, you can go into business finance, or you can be like me and do advertising, and you can have a type A personality and do that. But to go into nursing, I feel like you just have to want to help people.
You definitely have to want it. I don't know what else would carry you through nursing school if you don't want it bad enough.
And I can tell you definitely want it.
Thank you. Do I exude it?
Oh, you exude it all the time.
I smell like passion for nursing.
I mean, if I could smell, I bet that's exactly what your scent would be.
My aura has like stethoscopes in it.
It does. Just a glowing nurse aura.
Yeah.
That just makes me... I don't know. I'm going to feel a lot better when I get sick. And I just know that there's people like you and all these other great nursing students I've met at ISU. Like, you guys are just so So amazing. Thanks for doing what you do.
Oh, absolutely. Hopefully I get to care for you one day. Oh,
you will.
I probably never would. They would be like, do you know this girl? You can't take care of her.
Oh, really?
Yeah, most of the time, like, they just want to get rid of the conflict of interest, you know? Mm. That way you don't spend all your time with the patient that you like.
Okay. I guess that makes sense. Mm. Okay, so talk a little bit about the nursing school.
Yeah.
Because I know the College of Nursing is, to say the least, in a little bit of shambles.
Yeah, it is.
Who did we just meet with where you got to voice your concerns for?
Well, I know Lynn Reddington because I'm on a committee of hers. Who else was there, though? We met with, they were talking about budget changes for next year.
So I guess
he was wearing a suit.
I'm so sorry. Like, we forgot his name. But ASISU, on our last Senate meeting, we had Lynn Reddington, the Vice President for Student Affairs, as well as ISU's Budget and Finance Committee come in and explain to the student senators what's going on with budget fee increases and just kind of where the state of ISU is at. Mm-hmm. And Senator Wilson came in with some fire. Oh. Let me tell you what.
Nervous. I was like, oh, crap, I have to say something. Like, I have this platform. I gotta do it. But I was like, my voice was a little shaky.
Yeah.
I try to stand up. So they were talking about budget increases for next year. And last year, they made tuition like solid, I guess. What do you say? Like, it's not going to change.
They locked it. It's flat.
Locked it. Yeah. But of course, like, doing that, they've got to make increases elsewhere.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that was really like a public relations move, I think, to lock that in. Anyway, so they were telling us about where, what departments and like how big the increases were going to be. And one of them, so it was a 0.5% to 6% increase.
Yes.
In like fees for certain programs. And so I came out, you know, guns a-blazing. I'm like, you better not be increasing my nursing fees. I'm like, they've already been increasing the last year. So my first year of nursing school, they were like 900. Okay, and then this year they were like 950, 960, 70. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, what on earth am I paying more for when my education is plummeting? Like, all of our teachers have left. The organization is a mess, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And Lynn Reddington was like, yeah, Maddie. She's like, yeah, thanks for asking. She's like, you're right. It's a transition stage. But so the BSN program isn't actually getting any changes in fees. Thank goodness. But the DNP, they're getting tuition increases.
Yeah. And also for non-resident students as well. Honestly, just from my personal opinion, when we were in that meeting, it's really emotional and just a really tense spot as a student leader when it's time to actually meet with like the officials of the school and mm-hmm. be like, okay, real talk, what's the budget like? Like,
yeah, where are we?
Where are we? What do we need to tell our constituents? And just truly, I honestly believe that the people, our leaders that we have right now, really do care about student well-being.
Oh, I know. I completely agree. Man, once President Satterley, so I actually went to like the student, when they were looking for a new president, you know, they had the president's talk and, like, let students come and talk. And by chance, I was free when he was talking, and I got to go talk to President Satterley when he was in the running. And I was like, I like this guy. Like, he's got good vision. And since he's been here at the university, man, he has made such a difference.
Yeah.
Like, for once, all of our voices are heard. Like, they really care about what students think about everything. So it's really cool for both of us to be in a position of ASISU where we get to have that platform to speak up for our friends, you know?
Yeah.
That go here and, you know, make a difference.
Make a difference. Yeah, and they were very receptive to every single thing that we asked of them.
Yeah.
Lynn Reddington.
She's amazing.
Amazing. Seriously, just like, even when it was just like anything we questioned, she had an answer for. And as a public relations and advertising major, it was genuine. Mm-hmm. It was real genuine, and she was truthful. And I think I could just tell. And I've met her. I know her personally. Like, she's such an amazing person.
Mm-hmm.
And I know for sure that, like, even though, like, ISU is in a transition state, mm-hmm. they're working day in and day out to make sure our lives stay as good as it can while they do as much as they can to improve the school at the same time.
Yeah, I'm honestly really excited to, like, you know, come back in another decade or whatever and see how ISU has really, you know, lifted itself up. I think it's going to be great.
Yeah, even in the 4 years that I've been on campus, it's so pretty. The campus is just, I feel like a Bengal.
Yeah, for real. Oh, I try to, like, rub off my Bengal spirit on other people, and they're like, why do you have so much spirit? And I'm like, go Bengals!
Go Bengals, I love this school!
I love this school! Don't you just want to do everything you can do.
Yes, I truly do love it.
And they're like, no, I don't have a passion for that. And I'm like, oh, you should.
You should. Let me tell you 50 reasons why.
Like, well, reason number one, our mascot is cute.
Oh, Benny.
Reason number two, our officials care about us.
Reason number three, our senators are so cool.
Yeah, reason number four, we spend like hours every week doing stuff for the student body that they don't even realize.
Yeah. Trust us, you may not know who ASISU is, but we have made a presence. Yeah, we got your back. we worry about this stuff, so you don't have to.
We talk about parking on a weekly basis.
We talk about like the bus transit.
Actually, so today I have class at noon, right? And I was like, how am I gonna like get up to the College of Nursing? I'm like, the J route. I'm gonna take the bus today.
Yes, ISU students, please take the bus.
Yeah,
the J route is free, and it goes that's the one from Holt Arena.
It goes. It laps campus.
It laps it in 15
every
minutes.
15 minutes. Yeah.
Yeah. So if you feel like you're missing the bus or like scared, just know it's 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah. We met with the head of transportation at ISU, and we also met with the head of the PRT.
Pocatello Regional Transit.
Yes. Pocatello buses.
And we were like, hey, we need some schedules. Like, it needs to be more consistent. And they were like, hey, you guys need to ride the freaking bus. And we're like, okay.
Okay, fair trade. Yeah. And just like, well, will you advertise it a little bit better? And they're like, sure. Yeah. That's a great idea.
Honestly, like, I didn't know anything about ASISU until, mm-hmm. like, I got the email. And they're like, you're a senator. I'm like, what? I didn't run.
Really?
No, I was a write-in, but I had got one write-in, and I was the only one eligible. And so they're like, you got it. And I'm like, what?
That's crazy.
But then, you know, I was like, okay, yeah, like, I'm passionate. I can make a difference.
Oh, my gosh. So when people say your vote doesn't matter.
For real, thank you, Kelsey Scott, for nominating me for this.
Thank you, Kelsey Scott. You made the best decision, the best write-in ever.
Yeah, for real. Thank you.
Okay, so let's talk about when, you know, you did come into ASISU, because I we did have a few vacancies, and then you just popped up.
Yeah, that's what it felt like for me, too. It was like whack-a-mole. I'm like, oh.
So how was the transition into being just a student to a senator in a day?
Well, so I was on SAB my sophomore year, and that was cool, but I couldn't continue it because nursing school's way too much work.
Yeah.
And then I've had a couple different jobs around campus, and so then I was like, well, I love working on campus, you know? I love doing stuff for the university because I feel like I'm actually making an impact.
Yeah.
And so I was like, well, it comes with a scholarship. Like, yeah, I can do that. Like, I guess that's a fair deal. I'll do it.
You just randomly get assigned as a senator and then a scholarship. Like, so what are you going
to
do?
So the year before, right, they have you come to some Senate meetings.
Yeah.
And so I was sitting there and I'm like, what the actual heck is this? I'm like, what is going on? I accepted to be one of these people. They sit in a big table and they talk into microphones. Yeah. But it has been such a rewarding experience. I have learned so much just about like how to be assertive, how to talk to mm-hmm. people, how to express my opinions, how to carry something through and like actually get it done. So, man, it's rewarding.
Yes. I couldn't say it any better.
Yeah, like I wish more people cared about their like personal and professional growth more because, man, it's a freaking amazing opportunity.
Agreed.
If y'all don't know Nayeli, you should definitely get to know her. She, oh my gosh, she was our, what is it called? Pro temp?
Senate pro temp, yes.
And so that's like the leader of the senators. And every week she has to do like a report, a pro temp report. And man, I'm like, holy crap, do you like eat? Do you have time to shower and sleep? How are you always doing so much? And then she like passed it on to someone else. She's like, I just feel like I didn't do a very good job. I'm like, what? Are you crazy?
I feel like I don't know. It's just a lot, you know? I feel like since
it is a lot.
Being like first timer, it was just, I was the only old senator and mm-hmm. everybody else was new. And it's just like, I'm trying to teach you guys mm-hmm. how everything goes while I'm trying to make a like real separation between mm-hmm. the execs and Senate this year, just because last year I feel like that prohibited a lot of creativity and that prohibited a lot of Senate just being able to like function as a whole without holding the hands of the executives, which is like, fine, we all work together.
Yeah.
That's the point. But I feel like this year specifically, like Senate is like Senate.
Yeah.
And like the senators are making waves.
Yeah. And I only went to a couple meetings that I had to attend to learn what Senate was last year. But definitely from those meetings I attended to the ones we have now, like, man, some of them last really freaking long.
Yes.
And it's, you know, it's annoying to give up like 3 or 4 hours of your Wednesday night when you have 10 million things to do. But like looking back on it, it's all retrospective, right?
Yeah.
It's really worth it.
It's really, really, really worth it. Oh, my gosh.
Just not quite in the moment.
I know, like every Wednesday night, I think spring semester, especially when it's just dark and we get there at like 5:30 and I'm like, oh my goodness, like I have to be here until potentially 8.
Yeah. Oh, and the Senate room is like so hot.
It's so hot or it's freezing.
Oh my God, I've not experienced the freezing. Oh, I'm always hot. I've got like my notebook fanning myself. We had I don't know if you guys saw on Instagram, but we had a little, you know, like welcome to Senate thing on the Idaho State Instagram. Mm-hmm. And one of our senators, Ayush, he sent it to me on Instagram and he's like, are you hot? And I'm like, what? So I'm like looking in this and the little boomerang is of everyone sitting there and I'm just fanning myself in this boomerang. I'm like, oh no, how embarrassing. Oh,
that's so funny.
I was like, crab. I sent it to everyone I know. I'm like, why has this happened to me?
I mean, that's just like, that's how you know we're real. We are real.
Yeah, no, for real. Oh, we had one student come in. So ASISU does a lot for like clubs. Like they have to come present to us if they're starting a new club and stuff. And we can ask them questions, talk to them. And we had this gentleman come and he's restarting the Korean club. Mm-hmm. He was so cute. He was all nervous, like, to talk in front of us. And we're all like, dude, we're you. Like, we're students. We're all in our 20s. Like, it's chill. We just talk into microphones and have opinions.
It just makes us look official. But honestly, like, we're probably just, like, messing around for a minute.
Yeah, no, I think we're all derps. But he was so cute and nervous. And I was like, oh, you rock.
You rock. And I'm like, if the Korean club is now going to be, it is now actually a functioning club.
Yeah, join it.
Join it. Join it. Go check it out. Go show us some support because I can't remember. I'm so bad with names. We have all our minutes recorded.
Yeah,
so.
If you guys want to know what we're talking about.
Yeah, go check out the ASISU website at isu.edu/ASISU.
You can learn so much. We have governing documents. We have all of our minutes.
Headshots of all of us. Like,
it's very official. It's like real government.
Yeah. Look, find your senator. Maybe send him an email. Say, hey, I heard you on the radio. And then... I don't know. Maybe we'll give you a shout out on the next ASISU Speaks.
Hey,
how about that?
Yeah, that would be cool. Find us on IG. Follow us.
Yeah, follow ASISU on Instagram, Facebook.
I don't even know we had a Facebook.
Yeah, we do have a Facebook.
Do I follow it?
It's the long name. It's the Associated Students of Idaho State University.
Oh, miserable.
Yeah, yeah. It will put like little parentheses, ASISU somewhere. I'm still like an admin for the ASISU Facebook page.
Really?
Yeah, from not the Senate, but the last Senate. And I feel like as a social media
do
major.
Do something with it.
Yeah, I just need to. It's just so much work.
Who runs ours now? Is it Kieran?
It's Diversity and Outreach Committee.
Really?
Yeah. So we have 3 committees in Senate. We have Finance Committee, which me and Maddie are on. We'll talk about that in like 2 seconds. We have the Rules and Appointments Committee. They pretty much make sure all our bills, any legislation that we write is in accordance to like our Senate Constitution and our Senate rule book. And then we have Diversity and Outreach Committee. And they're the fun committee. When I first got to ASISU, that's the one I sat on.
We vote which committees we want to do, right? And you rank, you know, 1, 2, 3. And I definitely put finance as 3. I was like, I don't want to be on finance. Like, that's so much work. I want to be on the diversity committee. What do you know? I got finance.
I'm sorry.
I'm like,
Kay
Nielli, I know this is your fault. You assigned these.
I had to make a balance. It's kind of hard. Like,
it's okay, though. My budgeting skills have gotten really bad. Really good.
Really good. And, like, now I know pretty much where our student money is going.
Yeah.
Which I think is I guess more useful than diversity and outreach. But we could still go and like participate.
Yeah, we were looking for a senator to serve on that one still, right? A double committee?
Oh, yeah, huh?
I think we're so. I mean, Saturday. Really, if I wanted to, I'm sure I could do that, but...
But, I mean...
Your girl don't have any time.
Yeah, and that's the thing, too. Diversity and outreach, you have to be able to have, like, a time commitment because mm-hmm. they do all the events, and mm-hmm. they go out and, like, do all the swag.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of swag, we are looking... What were we talking about? Doing shorts or socks?
Shorts
or
fanny packs?
Fanny packs.
Fanny packs.
We've been kind of brainstorming some different things that we could, like, put... the Bengal logo on and pass out to people. So if y'all have any opinions, head on over to our social media or like contact one of us.
Yeah, hit
tell
us
your
up.
Opinion. I think shorts would be cool.
Shorts would be really nice just because once summer hits, like,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know, this winter's been kind of weird. I feel like it's going to get really warm soon.
Yeah.
Shout out global warming.
I actually think that there was a forecast. I got an email that there's a winter advisory this weekend. But then it's, like, sunny outside? I don't know.
That's just the most disgusting thing I've ever heard.
Just ready for spring break.
Spring break, baby.
Woo!
Oh, so what are you going to do for spring break?
So my boyfriend has some friends that live on the coast of Washington.
Ooh.
And we went and visited them last year, and it's right next to Olympic National Park. So we're going to go visit them, hang out on the cold beach, and then we're hopefully going to go backpacking in the rainforest in Olympic. So...
What?
I know. Well, and we're both itching. We haven't done much this winter because we're so busy, right? And
yeah.
He's in the snowboarding class, but I'm not because I have class. And so we're both itching to get outside and, like, use our packs again and sleep on the ground.
You outdoorsy folks.
I get tingly thinking about being outside. I'm like, oh.
You are just so cute. That's so funny.
That's why I love Pocatello. I'm like, yeah. 5 minutes either way, you're in the mountains. Or
exactly.
Hills, I guess.
Hills. I mean, we're in a valley. Everything feels like a mountain.
Yeah, it's a tiny valley, though.
Yeah, but it's nice just because everywhere I drive, I'm like, wow, it's so scenic.
Or, like, you're driving over by the Mink Creek area, and then you'd, like, see a bunch of deer. You're like, cool. What's up, Bambi?
What's good, Bambi? Yeah. How are you?
How's your day? I'll try not to hit you.
When I first moved to Pocatello, I did Bengal Bridge, like mm-hmm. the summer semester that you can do the second you graduate high school.
Yeah.
And it was me and my brand new roommate. She was from Oregon. We were just driving, you know. We were coming up Center Street.
The one that leads to the freeway?
Yeah, the one that leads to the freeway. Either way, it's still yeah. like in a very highly populated area.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going, you know, the speed limit because I follow all the rules.
Yeah.
And this deer just comes out of nowhere, and then just like three more of his buddies just slowly walk across the street like it's nothing.
Oh my gosh. You know what I saw yesterday?
What?
Not yesterday. Oh, it was a couple days ago. We were driving down the road, and in a bike lane, there was a huge gaggle of geese, and they were just walking in the bike lane. I'm like, how smart of them. Like, they know how to use their, you know, road safety, but it was just so cute. They're all just, you know, waddling down the bike lane.
That is adorable.
I wanted to take, like, a Snapchat video or something, but, you know, I was driving, and you want to follow the rules.
Follow all the rules, ladies and
Safe
gentlemen.
Safe driving. No texting.
No texting, please.
Yeah, otherwise okay. You'll end up in the ER, and guess who'll be your nurse?
Nurse Maddie.
I won't be nice to you.
Yeah, because we told you. You heard it
tough
first right
love.
Here.
Like, you're dumb.
We're disappointed, but it's tough love.
Yeah.
We still love you.
Yeah, I'll still take care of you, but I won't be happy about it.
Oh, my God. let's talk about, I guess, finance committee.
Okay. What do you want to talk about, finance committee?
So we are coming up to our budget season.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so these next 2 weeks, we're going to be hearing from our line items. ASIAC Speaks, we fund, or not ASIAC Speaks.
The radio station.
The radio station funds. Actually, ASIAC funds part of the radio station. We have about 12 different line items, like different places on campus that we fund out of student fees. KISU is one of them.
Bengal Newspaper.
The Bengal Theater.
SAB. So the people that throw bingo?
Yes, bingo, all the fun events.
We fund that.
Yeah, shout out SAB, too. Y'all are killing it this year, too.
Mm-hmm.
We have 12.
Yeah.
We have 12, because we're meeting with them for... an hour and a half for the next two Wednesdays. So that'll be fun. But during these meetings, we're going to have, like, 5 minutes to hear what our line items, you know, have done throughout the year, you know, what their needs are, what's going on, if they need any money for anything, you know, just kind of see how they're doing.
Yeah, and it's cool. Like, it's it's going to be a pain to be there for so long. But like we said, it's rewarding. We'll be able to figure out what they actually do with the money we give them and, you know, where we can make budget changes accordingly.
Mm-hmm. And just from what we're looking at, Lowell Richards, he's the man, the myth, the legend.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Lowell, we love you. Thank you for everything you do.
Yeah.
Just from his, like, advice so far that I've gone, we're going to be all right.
He's basically, like, the atlas that holds up the university.
Oh, my gosh.
I can just imagine. I want to Photoshop his face into, like, a picture of Atlas, the god holding up the earth.
I'll do it.
And put a picture of, like, the sub instead of the earth. That's Lowell.
I'm going to do that for next Senate meeting. Like, bet, watch.
Yeah. Every time I'm serving my office hour, Lowell, like, kind of strolls through the office. He's like, hey. I'm like, hey.
Hey.
And I'm usually doing something crazy that, like, takes over the whole table. Or, like, I'm, like, crouched on the ground making a giant bangle head. You know? And he's like, hey, like, what you doing? And I'm like, oh, you know, just doing me.
Just doing me.
As I have, like, elbow deep in glue.
Glue and paper mache.
What's up?
That bangle head was tight, by the way.
Yeah, I threw it away. Well, I've got a picture of it, though.
Yeah, we will.
Long lasting.
We'll post a picture of it to our Instagram page.
But back
when
to
this
finance.
Airs. Yes, back to finance. Sorry for just shamelessly plugging ASIC.
Yeah. We just love it so much.
We just love it. And we've actually made a presence this
yes.
year.
You should too.
Yeah, follow us. Anyways, finance, I think it's going pretty well.
Yeah, we've done a lot.
Yeah, I would say way more than last year, for sure.
I don't know if you guys are all familiar with contingency funds, mm-hmm. but we've done a lot of those this year, and we've helped, like, clubs do stuff, you know, go travel, do other kind of things. My club in particular, the Student Nurses Association, and of course, you know, it's convenient that I'm in ASISU, so I know how all this works, but we were able to do a contingency fund to help us get to a conference in Florida this spring.
Ooh.
Where 11 of us are going, and
11.
Without ASISU's support, like, you know, we wouldn't have been able to afford it, so I'm pretty excited about that.
Let's talk about this conference. I'm just, when you gave that presentation, I seriously just had goosebumps.
Oh, good.
Just so proud. Just like a how
radiating.
Radiating. You guys are kicking butt.
Yeah, we fundraised a lot of money. Oh, my goodness. But so the big thing that we want to go to this for is they do a live NCLEX review. And the NCLEX is this big test that we take to get our, like, nurse licensure. So we're all very stressed out about it. And the people who do the review actually are the makers of the NCLEX. And so it'll be every day that we're in there. And so we'll get to, you know, review for our tests. And, of course, there's, like, other classes and stuff like that that we'll get to do, too. Like a Red Cross disaster training. We all get to go through that, get certified.
That's so cool.
Yeah, so we're pretty pumped about it. And we just booked our flights, so mm-hmm. we're going.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, ASISU.
You're welcome. You should Thank say you. You're welcome to yourself.
Thank you.
Just kidding. Maddie went out of the room when we were, like, having a discussion.
Yeah.
You know, and, like, abstaining from voting, so
it
wasn't
really
any
weird.
Bias.
I was like, oh, being banished from my own committee.
Yeah, but honestly, just, like, there was no doubt in my mind. I'm just like, if I could just fund this whole trip for you guys right now, I would.
Oh, thank you.
The amount of work you guys did to get there.
Yeah, I think we fundraised like $5,000. I think something like that. And, of course, last year they got so lucky because the conference was in Salt Lake City. This year it's in Florida. I'm like, okay.
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 I also have, like, a professional organization that, like, mm-hmm. I'm the pres of. And so last year our competition was in Boise.
Oh, how nice. Yeah.
Right? This year it's in Portland.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah. Well, and I've been trying to talk to the presidency for next year, you know, and I'm like, I just pray that you guys are closer than literally Florida. Like, that is the farthest away that we could have gone. I don't even know. Like, maybe Maine would be farther, but
that's still, like, just
the other side of the country.
It really is. If once you pass that Mississippi River,
yeah.
Wow, that's the most Idahoan I've sound. That Mississippi River, anything on the west side,
yeah.
is the wild, wild west, and that's where we belong.
Drinking whiskey and doing school.
And rodeoing.
Wearing my cowboy boots.
Yeah. Oh, Idaho. I truly do love this place.
This Friday at Clydesdale, I think, is Western night, country night.
Yeah, they do.
Get your boots on.
Get your boots on. Come
line
on,
dance.
Swing dancing. Oh, that's right. I said swing dancing. Oh, wait, that's the same.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did that in fourth grade.
Swing dancing?
Yeah, no, it was...
Oh, I learned how to use the recorder.
I think I did that
public
third.
Education at its finest.
Did you go... You went to high school in Boise, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like Idaho high school is such a, like, just a... It's just a jungle. I'm surprised we made it out and made it here with higher education.
We're still alive.
We're still alive. If you're in those Idaho high schools, just like, y'all are doing great.
You need to have motivation to go get that education, you know?
Yeah.
Take your AP classes, kids.
Take AP. And honors, too.
And concurrent and...
And anything that has to give you college credit, just...
Join clubs.
Listen to ASISU Speaks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, so I have 91.1 preset on my car radio, you know?
Oh.
And whenever I'm feeling posh, you know, I'm like, what's going on in the world? Turn on that NPR.
Ooh.
Feel real, like, my head gets two sizes bigger because I'm like, I'm so educated about the world.
Yes, and that's what podcast culture is definitely taking over. I feel like I learned
so
much. Yeah.
It's way cool.
And that's what I'm going to try. So my new job for KSU is, like, I'm just going to try to make this radio station pretty much, like, podcast friendly. Like, make people think about it like you can listen to it like a podcast. All right, Maddie. Is there anything else you want to close on for this interview?
I just want to reiterate that you should really get involved in student government. And if not student government, then club government. And if not that, then join a club. Like, literally do anything. It helps you grow so much.
Yeah, and ISU seriously has something for everybody.
So many freaking opportunities. Amazing.
Yeah, and if you just need anybody to help you point it out, please come to any of your senators. Come to any of us. It's our job. We know.
Yeah, we are happy to help you.
Well, thank you for being here.
Absolutely. Thanks for letting me be your first interview, Nayeli.
Oh, thanks for just...
I'm honored.
I know. You're the best first interview I could have asked for.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
All right. Bye, KISU.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us for ASISU Speaks at a special time on a special day because of a super broadcast. In fact, it's Super Tuesday special coverage from National Public Radio beginning at 6 p.m. tomorrow night right here on KISU, Pocatello, Idaho Falls, Rexburg. Matt's Movie Tracks coming up next.